Hello, everyone. Come on in. I am Coach Lisa. I am here with you tonight. My lighting looks kind of funny. I don't know. I had to make some nice lighting. Anyways, I'm here with you tonight. This is our body image and sex call. Feels like just last week we were together, but that was a couple weeks ago now. So come on in. Tell me where you're from, what is happening, and raise your hand if you would like to be coached on tonight's call. As you come in, like I say, raise your hand. I am curious, how did everybody remember to come here tonight? What we want to make sure going forward is that you are signed up to receive the reminder emails. You'll only get them if you've asked for them. So, hello, everybody. We have people from Los Angeles, Utah, Burlington. Yes. All right. It's nice to see everybody coming on in. What I would, like I say, tonight, your chance is you can raise your hand to be coached. We're here to talk about body image and sex. And if you've been to my calls before, what you probably know about me is I don't bite, and it's a great place to talk about anything at all. Okay, we leave embarrassment, we leave shame outside of this space. This is a safe space for you to be open, and we really value the people that are being brave and raise their hand. Kimberly says, I received the reminder email. Excellent, Kimberly. What that tells me is you have signed up for those reminders. we try not to bombard people with emails, so make sure that you sign up for the emails. Probably this is more for people on replay who might have missed this call if they didn't get the email. But make sure you're signed up on the website, and then you will get all the reminder emails that you want. And if you aren't, then you won't get them. So the other thing to remind you of is you can post questions in the Q&A. That's your place to post them anonymously. But you can post them with your name or post them anonymously. Not a problem either way. And so far, nobody is raising their hands. So please don't be shy. If somebody wants to raise their hand to be coached, that would be amazing. I did kind of prepare a topic, though, for tonight that I was looking back at the last couple of calls and thinking, what is it that people are asking about? What is it that people come here for these calls to talk about? I know it's not just to see all my sex toys, but I think, we're coming here. One of the reasons we're in no BS, the topic that I came up with was a lot of times our bodies aren't cooperating, that we're having trouble reconciling our bodies and what they look like and what they can do for us as we age, as things change in our lives, perimenopause, menopause, infertility, weight gain and weight loss. Like our bodies are constantly changing. And when it doesn't change in line with our expectations, that brings stuff up, right? I coach on this a lot, actually, in private coaching. Many of my clients, we talk about this a lot, about the idea of what we expect versus what ends up happening. And our bodies are not built to, they're not just going to cooperate and be exactly what we think. So I know this is a topic that really does hit home for us. So I kind of wanted to bring that up. There's often feelings like surprise or disappointment, or sometimes our bodies just don't listen. So I want to talk about those times. I want to talk about how that feels for us, because I think one of the things that we miss a piece of how to take care of ourselves when this kind of thing happens. The two big things are really that there's this gap between the expectation and the reality. And then we don't get used to practicing the peace that we could, because it often makes our bodies feel then out of control, right? So this can affect your sex life too, your sexual desires, your abilities, because like, if you're not at peace with your body and you're not connected to this being your body, then your desire is sometimes like not there, completely gone. And it's totally normal and none of you are alone. So that was kind of what I wanted to see if that hit home with anybody, and if anybody else has ever experienced that, because I know I've experienced it on my journeys too. And I think one of the things that we really miss out on is grieving that gap. There's that gap that is there, like I said, between your expectations and your realities. And if we don't allow for the grief to sit there, to be there with us in that space, then we're kind of ignoring our feelings that are coming up, right? If you're trying to get pregnant, but you can't, or you're gaining weight, or you're losing weight and your body doesn't look the way it's supposed to, or it just feels like things are changing so fast and it's hard to keep up, we often feel this like deep disappointment. And if we don't give ourselves permission to feel it, then we're missing that opportunity, right? We're kind of dismissing what's a normal feeling to have. So that's the first thing I wanted to bring up, that to give yourself the option that it's okay, that this doesn't mean that you're failing, doesn't mean anything's wrong with your body. It just is. So the way it can show up in our sexuality is that we feel really disconnected from our desire, right? Sometimes sex feels like a chore. We don't even want to do it. We think our body isn't doing things right. Or sometimes if our libido isn't where we think it's supposed to be, again, there's that gap that I think can be so valuable to really express and feel and allow space for, right? We want to acknowledge it, give some compassion to ourselves. And there are a few questions that I would offer if this is something that you're feeling, is to really do some thinking and some journaling about what you're expecting. Like, what does that gap look like? What are you expecting? And then what are you making it mean? This way you can give yourself some permission to see, look, I expected this and this is what happened. And then we can feel the emotion that comes up with that, but we can also then look at, like when it comes to weight loss, we look at it scientifically. We go, okay, then what else do I need to do? What else, how else can I take care of my body if this is a normal situation? How else can I be thinking about this right now? So that's what I want you to think about. And if you have any questions at all about that, let me know. And then we do have somebody with their hand raised and we have a question in the Q&A. So I'll kind of pause on that. The question is, it's hard to want to be intimate with our partners when we're overweight. How do you suggest overcoming this feeling? It's a very loaded question there, that it's not actually harder to want to be intimate with your partners just because you're overweight. Like, you're saying that like it's a fact. And the truth is, it's not a fact that it's hard to want to be intimate. There could physically be like positioning intimacy questions. We have talked about that on some other calls. And if that's part of what you want to talk about, for sure, let me know. But likely what is in your way is your judgment over your body and judgment over whether or not your partner desires your body or doesn't. And that's all the stuff that you want to look at. You want to fact check that kind of thing. I'd be curious what the actual feeling is, because it could be one of those feelings that we could just allow. It's like that gap, right? That like my body is overweight right now. It's not thin. And I feel like there's this gap in between where I'm feeling disappointment about the way I wish my body looked. That doesn't make intimacy any harder unless, like I say, you're talking about actual positioning, and then we can totally talk about that. But it's what you're thinking about that's making it feel harder. You're not out of your head and into the intimacy. And like, if you're talking sex, it's all about the sensations, right? And the connection is probably what you're really looking for. And that starts way before you're like in the bedroom or in a bed. So as far as that intimate connection, holding hands can be super intimate. So I want you to think about that. And then if you, this anonymous attendee, if you have any other, follow-up question to that, let me know. Okay. All right. I am going to bring up Marcy. And anybody else wants to raise your hand to be coached, please do so. We usually have time for a few people to get coached on these calls. So I'm going to ask you, Marcy, to start your to unmute, first of all. There we go. You're
Great.
unmuted.
Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you. I can see you. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Coach Lisa. I just started the group
Okay.
and I decided this is my first live call, and I decided I was going to make myself join so that I didn't go 3 years and never joined. Thank
Hey.
you. So thank
Excellent.
you.
Yes.
My question, well, and the reason I joined is since I was married for 20 years and got divorced about 8 years ago,
Okay.
and ended up gaining quite a bit of weight after that because of rejection, but always struggled with my weight my whole life. But ended up going up the scale, would lose the weight, get my confidence back, not only because of the weight, but also because of work while I was getting down to the weight on my head, and self-help books and counseling and all that kind of stuff, and be like, okay, let me start dating again. And then the dating would start, and then something would happen, and then I would feel all the rejection from that and immediately put all the weight back on. Because I was like, that didn't work out, and now I need to protect myself, so let me gain all this weight. And then, consciously, you're not thinking that, but I look back and go, wow, that was like super protective, right? Because
Yeah.
if I don't feel like I'm attractive, then nobody will be attracted to me and I'm safe. And I've done that probably three or four times, and I've lost like 50, 60 pounds each time. So this is a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So I'm on my way down again. And the reason I joined is I got to figure out how to fix my brain, right? Something is happening here where I am allowing that rejection to feel like rejection instead of feeling like a choice that I'm making. And I am making the choice. Like in almost all of these, I went, wow, you were not good for me. I need to pull back. I need to protect myself
Yeah.
from being in a situation that's not healthy. And say, okay, so I guess my question is, how do you get your brain right so you can do this? And I also, you started talking about, losing your sexual interest, and I'm right in the middle of perimenopause, and so I have zero zero anything. And I'm like, is that weight related? Is that perimenopause related? And then it's like, wow, maybe I just will lose the weight for me, which is really why I need to lose weight anyway to be
Yes,
healthy.
yeah.
But it all seems really scary. Like, then I'll lose
You're
weight
thinking,
and
well,
then
what if I
just be
don't get
like,
yeah.
then how do I protect myself? Because now I'm not
Yeah.
sexually interested. And
Yeah. Yeah.
don't know. I'm unloading a lot of things for you. I'm just trying to figure out where do I start on this journey of fixing my brain, which
All
is
right.
really
So
good on my end.
total clarity on where do you start? You go to the website, you start the No BS weight loss course.
I've been through it four or five times now.
Okay. When's the last time you did it? Like just
Like just now, like just this week, I went through it again because I've been trying to make sure that all of it's clear in my head, and
yes.
because I'm in the first month, so I wanted to make sure that I really
So
got
now you
deep.
put it all into practice is what you want to do. You want to start doing those things. The way you start to work on your mind is by doing exactly what you've done. You recognize what is the pattern I have been working on in the past. You're seeing the loop, right? I lose the weight. I get out there more. I get interested in someone. Then something happens. I see the rejection. And then I start rejecting myself too. I give up on whatever I've been doing because. The key difference here is what we want to be doing is working on weight loss as this is your lifestyle. This is going to be the way that you eat. And the thing that's different here in No BS too is as you get closer and closer, you're then going to do the maintenance course, which is going to help you. How do I carry this through to be just how I live, right? This is how I'm going to live now when I'm in maintenance, so that when we get to maintenance, we don't just stop doing what we were doing. We're doing the same thing. There's nothing different. It's not like so many other programs, right? It's like you're doing something to get you there, then you change it and you start doing something different. You're never going to do anything different than you're going to do starting with the four basics now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the body image stuff, absolutely. What you want to be doing is answering some questions for yourself and exploring that. Like, where right now it sounds like you're using your body against yourself. Yeah.
It's very protective. I have isolated. A year ago, I was, 50 pounds less than now, and since then, I've just kind of cut myself off from going anywhere, doing things. This week was like the first week I've actually went into a store.
Yeah.
I've just been like, let me just call in things, and because I'm embarrassed, I'm like, why do I keep doing this? So,
Well, now we at least know why, right? We
yeah.
know why we're doing it. We've done it to protect ourselves.
But how do I know I won't do it again? It's like, that's where
Or
I'm going.
not.
I'm gonna do all this work again, and I.
Well, that's why I think the difference is you're not going to do all this work just to lose weight. The work you're going to do is how can I take exquisite care of myself? And to start to treat myself like someone who is valuable, who is worthy. And then I would want you making note of that in like when you're doing your plan. The kind of thing often I give to private clients is different, like assignments like that of, okay, this week I want you writing down in your journal one thing one way I felt valuable today, or one way that I felt good, or one way I did something different. And that's also the type of thing you could write in to ask coaches about. Right? To write in to ask coaches if you want, or get a private coach, like if that's something that's available to you as well. But get that support for those prompts of, okay, this week, what do I work on? It's going to be in stages, but again, I don't want it to be anything that is like not something that you're going to do just to get there. I want this to build who you are, not who you're going to be. Because who you are is already inside of you. She just got to let go of some of this weight. But there's something in
Just
you.
wait.
Yeah, that's it. There's something in you that's saying we need protection.
No, it's very much I want protection.
From what?
Ah, men.
Well, there's lots of options for that.
Pepper spray.
Or spray. You could date women. Hey,
Sorry.
like, there's the, yeah, okay, so protection from men.
Well, protection from men hurting me, right? I mean, that's the ultimate, right? That you find somebody that you feel like you could love and start loving them, and then immediately they backpedal out. It's such a weird culture of dating right now.
It's interesting though, Marcy, because when you started, you said you often reject them, and then it's after that in this loop we talked about, it's after that that you're then eating and eating and not and gaining the weight back.
It's usually my rejection of them is usually after they've done something to reject me, where they say something along the lines of, oh, this is, I'm not really sure that I want to do this, after they've acted like they were
Yeah.
very serious. And then all of a sudden they're backpedaling, and then they're like, oh, I need to go into a cone of silence for 14 days of not seeing
Yeah.
you. And just all this stuff where I'm just like, wait a second, this is not
Yes.
health. This is not healthy. Like,
Yeah.
healthy adults, if there's a problem, we talk to each other. And so when they're showing me that they can't, when something comes up they immediately want to run away, I'm like, wow, then I don't have anybody on the other side to actually talk to, right? To resolve anything. So,
Yeah. There's not going to be resolution with them.
right.
That is such a beautiful sentence you said, though. Healthy adults, when there's a problem, we talk about it. And here you are. You're like, I've identified this problem that I'm having, and you're talking about it. That's what I want you doing more and more of, is identifying, hey, today, was I taking exquisite care of myself? If you're not, I want you talking about it. Because what you're going to do is build this version of you who is protecting herself all the time, like always, but not through food.
Oh, wow. Protecting myself all the time. But it's through love and taking exquisite care.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a lot of it, right? I mean, when you get right down to it, that I'm expecting them to do something that I'm not doing for myself, right? I can't expect somebody else to take exquisite care and love me if I'm not doing it myself. And probably I can never expect that, right? I mean,
Yeah. Yeah.
because unless they're God or my dog, probably have quite a few conditions around all of that.
Yes. And one thing I know for sure about men is they're not mind readers either. So this will be a huge skill for you to really figure out, okay, how do I make sure I'm taking care of myself all the way along, that I'm setting the standard for what that looks like? And then you still do what you've done, which is, yes, you have a line and you know where that is. And if they're going to shut down at that, before that or at that line, then right, they're not the right person for you. But you emotionally will not be at this point where you then will reject yourself as well.
Yeah, so I'm rejecting myself, which is the problem.
Yeah.
And making it part of that do loop of nobody loves me,
Yeah.
everybody hates me, I'm gonna go out and eat some worms.
Right. And then I'm going to just behave like that person. Right? Over and over. Yeah. So that's the difference.
Okay.
All
Thank
the
you.
way along, you're going to take care of you.
I like it. Can you tell me one more time how I use Ask Coaches? I know how to get to the Ask Coaches place, but I'm asking, like, how would I use Ask Coaches for this kind of thing?
So I think it would be for you, you could either write all this kind of thing in and then ask for a journal prompt for this week. Or can you
Okay.
give me some idea of this week? Here's where I'm at now. Here's what I'm working at. Can you give me an idea of something to track or something to write about each day? And we'll be able to help out there. And like I say, check out Ask Co or private coaching as well. It's I know there's a few of my clients here on this call, and it's such a good way to work with somebody one-on-one who really gets to know you and then gets to work with you on something like this and help you grow through this. It can be a great place if that's possible for you. But otherwise, the Ask Coaches is fantastic. If you're on Facebook, there's lots of information there too. But I think Ask Coaches is really probably what would be best for you.
Thank
Okay.
you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And then let's, about the whole sex thing.
Oh, yes.
There's no other hands raised, so I'm not letting you go yet. There's
Oh, okay. No, I love it. Yeah, the whole losing all interest in sex is, I mean, at the end of the day, that's going to stop any relationship in its tracks.
Maybe not. Yeah. So is that's how you feel right now? You said you were saying?
Yeah, which is weird because before gaining weight, I felt ultra sexual. And it's like I put on 75 pounds and it's like I feel nothing, like nothing, not even like, yeah.
So I'd be curious, are you
Not
at
even self enjoyment kind of stuff. Like
no
that's not,
masturbating?
yeah. Like I've
Okay.
even tried and it's just like, eh. Eh,
Okay.
which is like, wow, that sucks.
Well, in a way, if I, it kind of makes sense to me because up until now, you have been rejecting yourself. You've been kind of beating yourself up and you've been overeating or whatever. Like you've been doing all these things, not taking the best care of yourself. And then you're like, come on, you want to sleep with me? Like, I know.
Because you're not very nice.
Yeah, you're not very
Yeah.
nice. You don't seem to really give a shit about yourself. No, right? So that's what we want to consider. Who am I dating here? Even if it's yourself, you want to build that relationship with yourself. Like, when's the last time you lit some candles or took care of yourself in a way that was kind of seductive? No.
Nothing. Okay.
So it makes
And
sense, right?
it does make sense because if you're in a relationship, you always are building on that intimacy. And so in my mind, it's like, well, I'm not in a relationship, so I don't need to do any of this stuff. But I am in a relationship with myself, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, otherwise, what happens is, like you say, well, then I'm alone. I'm like, ah, I don't even have any interest. And then
Me
your brain tries
and
to, like, what do you say?
I said, me and my dog will just go off in the sunset and be
Yeah.
happy.
But then your brain is like, now it's using it against you too, saying, you know what? Don't even bother with this weight loss thing. You remember how hard that was? And you don't even have any sex drive, so you don't need to date anyways.
Right. So I can just, yeah.
Just you and the
Oh, see, this is a bad loop.
Why isn't it an interesting loop, though?
It is an interesting loop because then I just give myself another reason to protect myself and to say, no, we're just gonna
Yeah.
stay where we are. And
And to hide from what we may actually want.
yeah, it's lonely to not be in any kind of relationship.
Yeah. So if that's, if it is, then yeah, let's get a little more interesting with ourselves even. I mean, you don't have to be in a relationship with someone else, but you do want to be taking care of yourself and making sure you're meeting your needs. Like if you're lonely, no, you don't need someone to have sex with to not be lonely, but maybe you're not also doing as many social things as you would like to. Or like you said, not going out. So that's a great thing to notice to go, oh shit, this is just part of that loop. So step one is doing exactly what you've done. First, joining a group like this. Fabulous way to, and then not just joining the group, but then coming on and raising your hand on the body image and sex call after you joined Novias. I absolutely love that.
If you get the hard things done right away, it makes them easier
There
just to
you go.
start
Yes.
first.
Yeah. Right. So I think for you, the big thing right now is just questioning the protection. When you find yourself holding back from something, I just want you to question it. Why? What am I afraid of is on the other end of this?
Yeah.
And then decide, is that May 2025, Marcy? Or
What's
is
May
that,
20?
they said, is that May 2025, Marcy, which is you today? Is that me today that's really going to be afraid of that? Or is that pre May.
Yeah,
This is
but
a
she
new
was doing the
year.
best she could at the time.
She, yes, yeah, we
She
don't need to
was.
beat her up or come down on her for anything. But now I just want you questioning your
But May
motive.
2025 could be doing better.
Maybe, but she gets to choose now. She gets to decide, is stuff gonna still, why is it in my way? Is it a current issue for me, or is it a past issue that I'm ready to step forward from, right? Because remember, healthy adults, when there's a problem, we talk about it.
Talk about it.
Beautiful
Regret
line.
saying that.
Right. Yes. Yes. My clients, that happens to my clients all the time. They're like, oh, I can't believe you caught that
Oh,
I did
me. That
that.
sucks. I don't want to have to talk
Right?
about the art stuff.
They're like, oh, that's going to bite me. Yes, it is. But that's okay. I mean, truthfully, that's what you want. You
It
want to
is
start being more honest with yourself and figuring out, okay, how do I
That's
take care
a
of me?
game. That's such a big thing. And I don't even know that I'm doing it most of the time. It's
Yeah.
just this weird Simon says, and I'm like, okay, let's go get ice cream. Instead of
Yeah.
saying, that's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
You know, how is
Right?
that going to help me meet my goals? Maybe we could do this instead. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, because you're in no BS now, you get to plan, when am I going to go have ice cream and be hungry when I do it? When am I going to choose that as what I'm going to eat? Like, we can go and do that anytime. Doable hunger.
It's
That's
got
all
to
that.
just plan it in instead of being
Be hungry.
emotionally reactive to wanting to go get it to soothe whatever is happening at work. Or...
Yeah. Instead of for protection. Yeah.
is very protective, though. It has worked. I gotta say, my strategy has been excellent.
Well, I don't believe so much it's the weight, though, as the behaviors.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Right. I
the
mean, the
behaviors.
isolation, the let me stop everything I'm doing in my life that's fun. Let me just, yeah, let me reject myself first before anybody else can reject me. And then,
Yeah.
lovely circle.
Yeah. But
Break.
now that you see it, we get to like pause it at any time and say, okay, what am I consciously going to choose now?
I'm going to protect my, I think your words back to me were protecting myself all the time,
Yeah.
that I need to take exquisite care of myself, right?
Yes,
And that's where it
absolutely.
starts.
That's
And
where
what am
it
I
starts.
doing today to take exquisite care of myself?
Yes.
Love that question. That's really, wow.
Well, and if that one gets old, like I say, ask coaches.
I was going to do
Ask
the next one.
coaches and ask for something more. Okay.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
It was great to see you. Thank you for being brave, raising your hand.
Well, thank
And
you. Thank
hopefully
you to
I'll see.
everybody on the call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hopefully
Yeah.
I'll see you and ask coaches. All right. I will put you back down.
Thank you.
All right. We have a comment in the chat. Unfortunately, not everyone can afford private coaching. Absolutely. Not everybody has to do private coaching. Not everybody can afford to do months and months and months of private coaching. It can be something that you save for if it's important. But also remember, you're in a membership where you have ask coaches. Those coaches, let me tell you, I'm one of them that goes in there and answers questions. So you have live coaches that answer your questions. You can post 65,000 questions a day. Well, you probably couldn't type that much, but there's no limit on how many questions you ask us and how much you go back and forth with us about it. So those are live coaches. Those are your private coaches. Use us. That's what we're there for, right? All right, I'm going to look at the Q&A. If anybody else wants to raise your hand, we still have time. We do have a few questions though in the Q&A, so I'll go through those. These calls have helped me so much. I thought weight was the reason for the lack of sex in our marriage. I never realized the meds, age, et cetera, is what's affecting my husband's lack of desire. I wish he was more open about it. Well, Anonymous, it does sound like it has come up. Absolutely. Medications can have a huge impact on desire. But the other thing to remember about men in particular is it's not necessarily the lack of desire, it's the fear of failure for them. It's that fear that they're not going to be able to perform. So it's definitely a great place to have an open, honest conversation about that. Like that's something that had come up with my husband and I. And we finally had this, it was several years ago now, finally had the open, honest conversation. He did go get medication that he now uses when he wants to, and or when I ask him to, either way. But yeah, the part he had to be open with me about was that was what he was mostly afraid of. He was afraid that we would start something and then he wouldn't be able to perform. So once we kind of got that out of the way, I said, yeah, you just tell me. And then he's very open, and we do a lot of foreplay. So if he's not able to finish, well, I've already finished. So it's actually okay. But again, it's very much like we do want to talk about it. You said I wish he was more open about it. I think that's your opportunity for you to work on creating this safe, non-judgmental space to be open about it. Bring it up. Say you heard this stuff on a call with no BS, and you were wondering, is that somehow what he feels or what is going on for him? But come from this place of curiosity rather than judgment. And if notice if your husband does start to, get defensive, be reassuring that you're not there for judgment. You just want to have the conversation to maybe improve the sex life that you have together. All right. I feel like I'm forcing my husband to live a celibate life while I'm figuring out issues with no libido due to painful sex, due to post-menopause issues, and really more like that. Okay. Issues with connection. I feel like I'm not being fair to him and I feel guilty. I want to be able to talk to him openly and honestly, but it seems really hard to start this conversation. So the question I would ask you is, what makes it hard to start the conversation? There's usually the fear behind it. Right now, first of all, you're not forcing your husband to live a celibate life. And yeah, when sex is painful, often in postmenopause, it can be dryness. It's definitely something to speak to a physician about. But internal dryness that can definitely cause pains. Just making sure that there's nothing else going on with intercourse that makes it painful, that needs to be addressed that way. But then you're going to get on the boat of, okay, working with different lubricants, seeing again, talk to your doctor about it. But there are different kinds. There are some kinds that are internal, some kinds that are just external, and then as far as the no libido and issues with connection, remember you can go back and listen to some of the past coaching calls that we've done, the body image and sex ones that I've done. But I have talked a lot too about ways to build intimacy into your life, ways to bring it in. And actually, I was thinking about doing the July call about that too, but ways to bring it into your life. And remember that women, we kind of build. We are not like a, oh, wait, I'm ready to go. No, that's not the way women tend to be. Not that there's not going to be every once in a while a woman who is like that, but for the most part, we're not. It builds and it builds. So that's where, when I was talking to Marcy about, why we have less desire and stuff, well, because we haven't built anything. We haven't taken care of ourselves in that way and told ourselves that we deserve this and that this is something we want to work towards. So if you can talk to your husband about having some patience with you as you work on this and see if he'd be open to trying different things, but letting him know we may have to stop partway through if it becomes painful, that's the kind of stuff that you want to talk about. And any hard conversation, like if you're thinking this conversation's going to be hard, to me, that's a great way to start it. Hon or babe, or like, I feel like this is going to a really hard conversation to start. Find a time when you're together, when you're relaxed, when it's not like a really stressful time, and say, I want to have this conversation about our sex lives and I want to work on this, but this is why I've been held back. And it kind of then, like you said, it throws your libido tends to be a lot more decreased because we are afraid of the pain, right? Emily Nagasaki, is that the book, Come As You Are, where she talks about women, not only do we have an accelerator, we have a brake. So things like pain, the anticipation of pain is something that's going to be pushing on your brakes even while you're trying to get turned on. So what we want to do is work on both those pedals. Imagine if you tried to drive around town and you had feet on both pedals and you've got your brakes hammered on and you're trying to step on the gas. It's not going to work that well. So what we want to do is we want to work on, okay, what am I doing to address the pain? Am I comfortable speaking up about it? And then what can I do to just get more in the mood, get more loving, light some candles, wink at each other every once in a while, or send them a little note. One day I'd like to talk about sex things with you, right? Things like that can be really helpful. So let me know if you have more questions about that. I was away and remember that Lisa, you mentioned you were going on a romantic vacation with your husband. I'm wondering how did it go? So that is an anonymous attendee. Romantic vacation. Yeah, I guess. So the last vacation that we went on, maybe that's what you're thinking of. Because I have talked a lot on my calls about the resort that we go to, and I guess it sparks romance. It's more of a sexy vacation, is what I would say. But this last time we did decide we were spending 3 days at a different resort first, and then just 4 days, like we just split the vacation up. It didn't cost really extra to do that, which worked out well because it was kind of cool. We wanted to try something else out. And the romantic part was nice. It was nice. We were just on a beach. We were at this small little hotel, and it's all in Mexico, but this place happened to be like in the middle of like a foresty area, and the way their property is, it's like you're in a jungle the whole time. So that was really nice. And we did really enjoy it. I really enjoyed that. I don't know, the atmosphere. But we ended up actually only doing 2 days there and then 5 days at the other because we got scared that we were going to be bored at the first place. I think we probably could have done another night, but there'd actually been a few bad reviews. So, anyways, then we did 5 days at the other resort and it was awesome as usual. We love that place. It's just a lot of fun. It's called Temptation in Mexico, and it's just so much fun. It's like an adult playground of fun stuff and sexy vibe and sexy themes. So, I haven't found any other place quite like it, but it was amazing. And I'm going back in November. So, there you go. Thank you for asking. All right. Another question is nobody else is raising their hand. You know, we're going to run out of time here. So, if anybody wants to get on with me for like just 10 minutes, you can. I have met my weight loss goal. Good job. And had learned to accept and even love the body I had with all the wrinkles and extra skin. But I had to have emergency abdominal surgery on Saturday. And now, when I see my belly, it has the big 6-inch incision down the middle. And I don't know how to accept the new me with extra skin and incisions. Advice? Yeah, my first piece of advice is it was Saturday. I want you to work on just accepting what is right this minute. You're going to work on acceptance of this is my body. That's a meditation and a if you've ever heard of EFT tapping, that is something that I do with my coach, and I do it with some of my clients too, where you tap, and then there's a routine. It's in the Trusting Your Body course. There's instruction on it in on how to do it. It's called EFT. And sometimes it can be really helpful doing that to sort of walk yourself through when something feels really negative to you. If you do the tapping on, this is just how I feel, then it can help us make peace with that. It can help us just bring the temperature down, if you will, on this is my body, because this is your body. Whatever emergency surgery you needed was obviously something you needed. And the scar that you have will heal. We don't know what it's going to look like 6 months or 6 years from now. That's something to remember. It looks a certain way right now. That doesn't mean it's not going to change over time. And so, if we work on accepting this is just my body right now, give your body a chance to heal. Give your body a chance, like give it some love, take care of yourself. and see what happens. The other advice I would give, I mean, I have several scars. There's lots of different things you can do with scars as well to make sure they're moisturized. There's different lotions and silicone patches and all sorts of things that you can do with scars to minimize the effects of them as much as you can. But just loving on yourself. The way that they were able to heal your body is to do this surgery. The result of the surgery is this 6-inch incision down the middle. So this is still just you. This is you. Scar or not, this is you. So just pay attention to what are the thoughts I'm having and how can I work on just toning it down. Yes, in the chat, Janelle said, my scar and I will become friends. Yeah, exactly. You can thank that scar because that scar is the reason, like that is the physical evidence that they were able to help whatever needed helping inside of you. So I love that so much. All right. I think there was another question in the chat. Question related to confidence in my body and sexuality after having children. I gained about 60 pounds during my first pregnancy, felt more beautiful than I had the rest of my life, but nearly dying during childbirth left me with incredible resentment for my body and sexuality. But I'm still remarkably attracted to my husband and maintain a high libido. My husband said he does not feel the need to have sex anymore now that we have children and finds it stressful to hear of my desire for him. How should I approach this situation to maintain my confidence in my femininity, sexuality, and contentment in the love I recognize in other ways? Okay, so one, yeah, I've heard this before. I have another friend who who's it's something, I think it's their religion. Where her husband was sort of like, well, what do you mean? Like, sex is for procreation. We're done with that now. Why would we have sex? And that's about them. That's the thing that you want to remember. That is about them and their beliefs and their understanding. And it's the kind of thing we definitely, I guess, you know, kind of wish that we had known before. So you kind of get to decide, am I staying with my husband? Am I not staying with my husband? Can my husband and I work on this? This might be something you would see a, you know, marriage counselor about, like, so that the two of you could discuss and come to the table with your thoughts and feelings about what each of you want in that situation. So your question at the end is, how do I approach this situation? So your remember that your confidence is from inside of you. Right? It's self-confidence. It comes from inside. Femininity, that is just, that is the way you act. That is shows up in the things that you do, in how you take care of yourself. Whether someone wants to have intercourse with you or not doesn't change that. So your sexuality, same thing. Like this is all stuff that's inside you. So contentment in the love. Well, yeah, you get to decide whether or not you do feel contentment in the love that you've got with him at this point and decide if that's going to work. But it sounds to me like we really need some honest conversation with each other that, you know, I'm not seeing, sorry, I lost it again. I'm not seeing anything in here that talks about your weight being an issue, like not at all, you feel great. I think the other part that you could really work on talking yourself through is the resentment for your body and sexuality that was brought up during childbirth. I have had issues before where, yeah, where I've had medical things happen and then remember, it can build up this resentment, but that resentment is what are you thinking? What are, it's that gap. Remember, I talked at the beginning about this gap between what is and what our expectations were. So your expectations were that you shouldn't have come nearly close to nearly dying during childbirth. And that sounds like why you have this incredible resentment. Well, if you'd been here 100 years ago, is I don't know what the percentage is, but 100 years ago, a lot of women died during childbirth, right? So it's why do we have that thought that this shouldn't have happened? What did your body do? And it's like, it's almost like you want to punish it for it. Like, so I'm going to be resentful of it. So I'd want you to explore that a little bit in some writing or some talking to yourself or talking it through with somebody, a friend, to sort of say, okay, what's actually going on there? And how much of that is useful for me to hold on to now? And like, is it affecting me now in how I'm showing up, in how I'm allowing myself to feel feminine, how I'm allowing myself to feel sexual, and how I'm allowing myself to feel content in love? All right, one more question here in the Q&A. My husband and I have entered a time in life where we do not have sex very often. I used to really want to be active, but after breast cancer treatments and being on estrogen blockers, my sex drive has changed. I do want to explore more sex again, but I can't seem to get over how awkward it feels to initiate anything right now. What steps should I take to become more active again? Well, one thing is to think about, like, what does awkward feel like? What if we just lean into the awkward and talk to your husband about whether, the wanting of more sex? So, the way you say it at the beginning, we've entered a time in life where we do not have sex very often. Okay. Until today, until, May 13th, 2025. Now, what if that changes as of today? How often do you want to have sex? Right? Your sex drive has changed, but how often do you want to have it now? Do you want to try to have it once before the end of the month? Then you start initiating it by starting to build up your own engine here, right? Taking care of yourself, lotioning, hair treatments, hand scrubs, sugar scrubs. I love those on my hands. Things that take care of you. And again, like I was talking about before, building that sexuality within you. Spend a few days writing, what do I find sexy about my husband? Is there certain things I do? Is there certain things he says or does? Then you could actually tell him too and say, this is what really turns me on. Could you try these things in the next week? Because you know what? I want to have sex with you. And let him know, right? Let him know exactly what's going on. So those are the steps that you take towards being more active. And then as you feel awkward in this initiation phase, try to have some fun with it. Make it a little more playful, maybe sexually, because that could have been something when we've gone through something like breast cancer treatments, there's nothing playful about that or fun and or, sexy really. So what if we work on bringing some of that side of it back so that you can have a little bit more fun and connection with your husband? That's what I would like you to start with. My question is, I have a body image question that just came up. I'm going to see some people in the next couple of weeks that I've not seen in 5 years. While I have lost about 20 pounds, and am about 26 pounds less than the last time I've seen them, I have so much fear and apprehension about what they're going to think about how I look. The odd part is I feel great and think I look great the rest of the time. Okay, so you're saying you've lost 26 pounds since the last time you've seen them, but the fear and apprehension is about what they're going to think. So go there. That's what I would like you to do. I'd like you to go there. You're just allowing your brain to sit there and go, what if, what if, what if? Go there. What are they going to say? What's the worst thing they're going to say? Are they going to say, oh, wow, I can't believe you lost weight? What if they say nothing? What if they say, wow, you look great? Right? Like, what is it we're actually worried about? That's what I want you to explore here, what you're actually worried about. Because often we're not like a, it's, again, if we go back to loops, it's this loop that we're not completing. like, well, I have lost some weight. I think I look good, but what are they going to say? Give yourself the answer. Think of what is the worst thing they're going to say, and what do I want to think about that? Because at the end of the day, fuck them. This is you. This is your life. You're going to show up. You can show up there from a place of confidence, thinking, I think I feel great. And if they say anything, then throw it back at them, right? Like you get to totally decide, do I want to sit here and worry about this or not? And that's what you get to decide, is what is worrying about this doing? So I would give yourself the answer, and then really decide, what am I going to make that mean? Am I going to be okay with that? How am I going to feel? Am I going to feel embarrassed? Or am I going to feel, I don't know, sad? I'm not sure what you're going to feel. What if they say you look amazing? Are you going to feel proud? You totally get to decide, what do you make that mean? So Kim says, I'm not quite sure how to deal with my feelings about this. Okay, so I don't know. Pretty much everybody's been anonymous, so I don't know what feelings you're trying to deal with. So if you want to let me know what feelings you're trying to deal with, that would be helpful. And often when we think of things like feelings, we're like, we always want to deal with our feelings. What I would like you to really work on doing is allowing your feelings. Allow them to come up. Give them some space to breathe. Our feelings don't actually hurt us, right? As women, we do tend to want to control things. And remember when I started talking at the beginning about that gap and we not giving ourselves permission to feel the grief and to just feel sad, feel angry, feel disappointed. This sounds to me like a similar thing. As women, we like to feel in control. And what I want you to do is practice peace. Even while things with your body may feel out of control, even while things with your sexuality or sexual interests may feel out of control, we don't fix it the way we think we're going to fix it. It doesn't get fixed by like, okay, I got some glue and tape and I'm going to like fix this thing. These things need to be allowed, and we just need to take care of ourselves and let ourselves know that we're safe. You are safe. You are loved. It's okay. And you need to show that to yourself, because otherwise, if anyone else says it, does it, brings it up, we're not going to believe them. Right? Same thing with Marcy. We're just going to reject ourselves before someone else rejects us. So giving yourself a chance to just sit, find peace with whatever is going on. Make peace with whatever it is you're thinking about your body. Then respect it. Respect your body. Take care of your body. Okay? That's what I want for everybody. I want you to think that even if you are not loving this version of your body you have today, due to scars, due to weight loss, weight gain, due to whatever, due to dryness, due to lack of libido, learn to listen to this body. Your body deserves your compassion. It does not deserve your criticism. Your body does so much for you on a daily basis. And I want you all to remember that you are worth that care today. You're worth taking care of yourself. So that's the part you want to make peace with. That's the part that you want to just work on loving, because then it's limitless, right? Your body will do anything for you if you're treating it well. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. Our next call is not until July. So I will see you. No, it's not in July. It's in June. Sorry, everyone. There is a call in June. So it is a month, though. It's like almost a full month. So I will see you at our next call. Remember the way to get support. Ask coaches. Bring your questions to ask coaches. If private coaching is something you're interested in, you can sign up for that. You can request a coach. If that's something you're looking at, you can request a coach. You can work with me. You can work with other coaches. I think I have a spot opening up near the end of the month, beginning of June, but you can always, if you want those spots, go get them because most of the coaches have wait lists at this point. So, but we're here for you. And like I say, ask coaches, that's where you find us. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.